Child sexual abuse has been an issue of much concern in India for quite some time now, as it adversely affects the young ones, socially, emotionally, as well as physically. POCSO was enacted to ensure India has a legal framework to protect children from sexual offences. The Act seeks to defend children whilst at the same time seek to ensure that offenders suffer severe legal repercussions. In this article, we will explore the basic sections of the POCSO Act 2012, its importance, the steps in which a child abuse can be reported, and the available helper organizations for children who are victims of sexual crimes. What is the POCSO Act 2012? Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO Act 2012 is an extensive criminal law to prevent and punish any sexual abuse of a child under 18 years of age. Before the passage of this law, the protection of children from sexual abuse was a grey area in the social legal protection systems with few or inadequate provisions. The POCSO Act provides for submission of sexual offences against children and duly coming with legal definitions for such categories. It safeguards cases to noble processes so as not to harm the victim. There are also judicial processes that protect children and assign child-sensitive committees. Key provisions of the POCSO Act. 1. Definition of sexual offences. The POCSO Act defines a broad range of sexual offences, including penetrative sexual assault, the worst kind of the sexual misconduct, where penetration of the child's body is involved. Non-penetrative sexual assault consists of other kinds of physical genital sexual activity that do not involve the anus. Sexual harassment, touching any child in a way that she or he feels uncomfortable, as well as any verbal sexual harassment. Child pornography. The Act also makes it criminal for anyone to create or distribute or possess child pornography. The POCSO Act also prohibits grooming, which is the method of begetting contact with the child with a view of exploiting him or her. 2. Age of consent. The POCSO Act has an age of consent of 18 years. This means that any sort of interaction in matters of sex with a child is considered as an offence, no matter if the child agreed to it or not. The law acknowledges the fact that children cannot reason on issues touching on sexual conduct because of their psychological and emotional status. 3. Special courts for fast-tracking trials. The Act requires setting up of special courts to deal with the cases under POCSO. These courts are to conduct trials fast and effectively so that justice is served without much delay. The idea is to reduce the suffering of the child victim and ensure that the accused gets a fair trial. 4. Child-friendly procedures. To reduce the emotional distress caused to the child during the legal process, the POCSO Act ensures the evidence that the child provides is taken in such a way that will not harm the child again. Hearing the testimony while there is an advocate or counsel in support. Trials that do not expose the accused to the public. Also, a child has a shield or privacy. The child is not exposed at the vulnerable times when the case is being heard. 5. Punishments for offenders. The POCSO Act 2012 prescribes stringent punishments for various sexual offences. Penetrative sexual assault. Penal consequences include imprisonment from 7 years to life imprisonment and a fine. Sexual harassment and non-penetrative sexual assault, penalty extends from 3 to 5 years imprisonment and fines. Child pornography, the law prescribes a severe punishment, including a prison term and fining. The punishments given under the Act are severe due to the gravity of the crime of child sexual abuse and the need for would-be offenders to be admonished from the Act. Landmark cases related to the protection of children from sexual offences, POCSO Act 2012. Some of the landmark cases are listed below. 1. State of Maharashtra v. Madanlal Chaganlal, 2014. Key takeaway: Specifically in this case, the Bombay High Court explained the provision of the penetrative sexual assault under the POCSO Act. The accused had sexually assaulted the child and had not penetrated her, and the court held that any act of abuse that involved physical touch of a child's private parts, including what the accused did by touching the victim's vagina without penetration, would still attract the provisions of the POCSO Act. The court observed that among the definitions from cases, it is important for the definition of sexual assault to be sufficiently flexible to capture all forms of exploitation. To Srijit V. State of Kerala, 2015 Key Takeaway, this case pointed to important factors of the POCSO Act, namely consent and age of the victim. In the present ruling, the Kerala High Court was very clear on the fact that the age of the child has to be observed in the letter concerning the provisions of the Act. However, even if the child agreed to it or wanted it, this does not change the legal position that having sex with anyone under the age of 18 is an offence, hence the position that children cannot legally consent anyway. Reporting sexual offences under the POCSO Act 2012. Considering the criticality of these types of offences against children, reporting the crime has been made mandatory under the POCSO Act. It means any doctor, nurse, police officer, teacher, or any other person to whom any information of or about a child being subjected to sexual abuse is brought for another purpose, he is bound under the provisions of the law to report the matter to the police or the CWC. No fewer barriers for reporting. The Act removes barriers for reporting by making it clear that it rejects the legal doctrine for a child to seek permission from a guardian to report the commission of a sexual offence. Complaints may be raised in writing, orally, or with the permission of the case manager, through an adult. There is another provision which also focuses on medical needs of the child, where doctors actively participate in the investigation process by researching evidence gently. Support systems for victims of child sexual abuse. The POCSO Act also outlines how the survivors of the crime should be supported during and after the trial. Key provisions for victim support include child welfare committees, CWCs. These committees are very important in assessment of the best interest of a child and affording the child the necessary care and rehabilitation. Counseling and psychological support. The Act provides the right to receive counseling during the investigation as well as after the trial to the child. Rehabilitation. Legal aid is available to the victims and they are fully compensated for through financial, medical, and educational assistance to be restored back to normal. Conclusion. The POCSO Act remains one of the legal progresses that has been worked to make sure that children avoid any sexual related offense and anyone found on the wrong side of the law is brought to book. Each provision, right from the special courts for children, involving the child-friendly procedures and even severe punishment terms, indicate a strong concern for assuring the future of the children in India. Nevertheless, awareness, availability of legal assistance and delivering a message that each child has a right to be protected from sexual abuse still remain the crucial unmet goals. Frequently Asked Questions, FAQs. Q1. What is the age limit for POCSO? UNS, under the POCSO Act, the age of a child is defined as any individual under the age of 18. Therefore, the law provides protection to all minors under this age group. Any sexual act with a person under the age of 18 is considered a crime, regardless of the consent given by the child, as the law recognizes that children lack the mental and emotional maturity to make informed decisions about sexual activities. Q2. What is Section 19 of POCSO? UNS, Section 19 of the POCSO Act deals with the mandatory reporting of offences. It states that any person, including a teacher, doctor, police officer, or any other individual, who has knowledge of an offence committed under the Act must report it to the police or the Child Welfare Committee. Failure to report such an offence is punishable with imprisonment of up to 6 months, or a fine, or both. This provision ensures that the legal process is activated promptly to protect children from harm. Q3. What is Section 27 of the POCSO Act? UNS, Section 27 of the POCSO Act addresses the penalty for false information. It states that anyone who knowingly provides false information about a child's sexual abuse case will be penalized. If a person falsely reports an offense or gives a false complaint, they can face imprisonment for a term which may extend up to 6 months and/or a fine. This section ensures that the reporting of crimes remains serious and accountable, preventing misuse of the legal process.